What's your view of this? Did she have to go?
Oh, yes, I think it was pretty clear that such was the extent of public anger over this that the Prime Minister didn't really have any choice. He misjudged this initially. I think he didn't realise that, yes, it's 5 years on since the expenses scandal, but the public, the voters, are no less angry about the idea of MPs claiming 45 grand more than they should have done in their expenses, and they expect to see that money repaid. To think there was a kind of third way that nobody would really mind if this was quietly brushed under the carpet was always, I think, a bit optimistic on behalf of the Prime Minister and those around him.
Were you surprised by his tactics? Because in opposition, he was really crystal clear. He talked about that smell test and ended up talking here about being allowed to get on with the job, loyalty, all of those sorts of things. Were you surprised by somehow the position seemingly becoming more blurred?
Yes, I'm surprised that the political antennae he showed so well 5 years ago seemed to have snapped off when he entered Downing Street, and that he began to see this as arm wrestling with the press rather than a matter of probity with the public. And it's strange that the guy who handled this so well seemed blind to what was happening at the moment. And if she were to resign initially, if she had said, yes, I unwittingly overclaimed, I've paid the money, I'm now going to resign, she would have done so with some credit, I think. But the way this is handled has brought great damage, I think, to the party, when it's only weeks away from very important elections.
Yes, I mean, there was talk of perhaps hanging on to Maria Miller because of the number of women in Cabinet. I mean, do you think those conversations are as crude as that in Downing Street on such a serious matter?
I'm afraid they are, but they're obviously, the conversations aren't forceful enough to point out that there are some very, very good women who are knocking on the door of Cabinet and, to my mind, should be let in. I mean, take Liz Truss, a brilliant education minister. She should be in the Cabinet. She could do the culture job. Priti Patel, still on the back benches, inexplicably. David Cameron has got more high-quality, brilliantly talented women knocking on the door of his Cabinet than any Prime Minister I can think of. He doesn't seem to let many of them in this time, though.
Ed Miliband in the Commons was saying the Prime Minister just didn't get it. You don't think Maria Miller was particularly well advised. Do you think this has any lasting damage beyond this maelstrom of what we're seeing?
I think that 2 weeks' time, your average voter will not remember this very well. I mean, at least it didn't drag on for another 3 or 4 days. What we've been reminded that the Tory party is very capable of shooting itself in the foot. What's slightly worrying, if you're a Conservative supporter like me, is that they might do this again. These are the same team supposed to be leading Cameron into the election. But I don't think overall this is a huge blow. They've got a good story to tell on the economy, on welfare, on schools, a story that was not told due to the self-inflicted wound, but a story that may be told from now on.
Just a final thought then on Maria Miller's successor, Sajid Javid. A good fit in your mind? How do you see it?
He's one of the most talented members of this government. I mean, Sajid Javid was a guy whose pure skills and intellect took him to be a vice president of Chase Manhattan Bank at the age of 25. The thing is, he's a financial whiz kid. So to put him in culture seems a bit strange to me. It seems a bit like putting Ben Bernanke in charge of the Glastonbury Festival. I would prefer he stayed in the Treasury, giving George Osborne the good ideas the Chancellor badly needs. So, yes, I'm pleased he's in Cabinet, but to have him in culture seems to be not the best use of his formidable talents.
All right. There we have to leave it. Fraser Nelson, thanks for your time. Thank you.